Let's talk a little bit about this story that's coming out this week regarding the Smith Creek area. This is sort of the last area left for development in Three Sisters. I'm not sure if everyone's aware that Three Sisters isn't entirely built out yet. There's actually still a fairly large area that they're trying to figure out what to do with right now.
Yeah, 80% of the developable land left in Cantmore is located in Three Sisters Mountain Village. The Smith Creek area is what in prior processes were referred to as Sites 7, 8, and 9. In order to move forward, there needs to be an overarching area structure plan that determines the overall direction and the way development occurs in an area of that size.
So there's this advisor group that's meeting right now. This is a really new process. Before the area structure plan is even put into place, the developer is saying to the community and local interests, hey, how should we do this? So this advisor group's meeting, and the story this week comes from the Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative, where their executive director has essentially walked away from the group, citing some pretty significant concerns.
Carson Hewer announced he's going to step away from the community advisor group, which was formed as sort of a stakeholder group representing various sectors of the community that the developer working on a draft ASP can come to and explain things and put ideas in front of. It's absolutely untried. This is not how development normally happens. It's not how any developers tried to put together a structure plan, not just in Canmore, but I'd say in Alberta.
Yeah.
This has been seen as an effort by Three Sisters to try and get it right. I think we can look back to the 90s, just the general tone that it was a battle, conservation versus development.
And this process is saying, let's bring the developer to the table and the town and residents of the area, the business community and the environmental community, and put our heads together and see if we can come up with some really good ideas before we draft this area structure plan. And apparently, according to your article, a lot of the conversation has been about the wildlife corridors. And that seems to have been Karsten's big thing. He didn't feel like he was being listened to, according to his press release, and didn't feel like the wildlife corridor process was being respected. So walked away from the table. Now, I've seen a lot of comments. I've heard a lot of the town's not respecting the environment, the developers aren't respecting the environment, and all those old chestnuts. I'm tending to take a more pragmatic approach to this because this isn't even close to the finished product. This is an advisory committee to the developer as they're putting together this whole process. To have Y2Y and Carson walk away when their mandate is to protect wildlife corridors at this point in time, I find absolutely baffling. Why would, when you have the seat at the table talking about wildlife corridors in your own backyard, you choose to disengage from that process? Not only that, but put out a press release essentially burning your bridge with the developer and potentially the town as well.
Speaking with other members of the advisory group, I got a real sense that they were very disappointed. A little bit of sense of that this move is a bit disrespectful of the work that they have put in. About 80% of the time has been spent discussing the wildlife corridor, and I think absolutely everyone across the board would agree. Determining where the wildlife corridor goes is the most critical, most important thing that needs to be decided first. From my understanding, the advisor group hasn't even seen a copy of the draft ASP. So to make a statement like the information you bring to the table is not being incorporated into the plan when you haven't even seen what the plan is fairly premature. You had to put your name forward to be part of this group. And when you signed up, it was an agreement to be in a collaborative process with all parties to the end. I'm curious about the political motivations of this move as well. I think it almost undermines this process early on before there's even a final product and only paves the way to oppose it.
I have huge respect for Y2Y. I have huge respect for Carson. I don't understand the move when they were at the table to now relegate themselves to the sidelines when it comes to a local wildlife corridor discussion.